I think right now what we're looking at is we're glad to see, obviously, a pullback from what the Obama administration had proposed. It had been stayed now for just over a year and really hadn't forced Oklahoma to make huge decisions on what our generation needs to look like. I think what we're happy to see is by pulling back of the Obama Clean Power Plan, we're able to let decisions happen both at the power generation level and make decisions as a state over at the Corporation Commission and not be bound by federal bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. telling what's best for Oklahoma power generation.
So, yeah, basically what you're doing is agreeing with the president's decision to rewrite the plan.
Completely, we do. You know, we've always questioned the authority under which the Clean Power Plan was issued under the Clean Air Act. We think it was in excess of the power granted to the EPA by Congress under the Act. And, you know, it takes away both our local utilities, our power generators' ability to make decisions on what's best for them and what's best for Oklahoma citizens, and really puts it on a federal level. And it's never been designed to be that way. You know, Oklahomans now enjoy the lowest cost of power in the nation. And that's something that's very important to our state. But we also want to go through and make sure that we're generating power that is responsible.
Some of the utilities have already started the conversion, haven't they? Eliminating the coal-fired power plants in the state and switching to natural gas?
So a lot of that conversion that's already taken place has been due to the regional haze rule and utility mercury and air toxics rules. And so those are obviously still in place. What the Clean Power Plan really represented was a potential where decisions that had already been made to comply with those rules, additional work would have been required or could have required that units that just had, you know, potentially tens or hundreds of millions of dollars worth of improvements made to them would have to shut down on a much shorter lifespan. And at the end of the day, those stranded costs would be passed on to Oklahoma ratepayers.
So potentially how many power plants could we have lost had this rewrite not been implemented by President Trump?
You know, I don't think we've got the best information on that right now. I think if you go look especially at the integrated resource plans that are on file with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, you know, there were a number of power plants that have been scheduled for closure. Most of those have been older natural gas-fired units. And so you saw some natural progression. I think that because of the stay that was issued last year, utilities really didn't necessarily put out there what could happen under the Clean Power Plan. And we were really waiting for whether the U.S. District Court or the U.S. Supreme Court to take up the Clean Power Plan to really see if that planning was necessary.
Yeah, it's a waiting game right now to see whether even the courts will halt some of the legal proceedings, isn't it?
Well, right now it has been stayed, and so we kind of, if this is a stopwatch to of compliance, that stopwatch has stopped. And so, you know, there are possibilities that it could still be in place. I think the actions by President Trump and Administrator Pruitt to look at this rule, to pull it back and decide what's really necessary and what's best for the American people really sends a good sign to not only utilities here in Oklahoma, but across the country, of letting them know that they are in charge of making plans for their future generation, you know, obviously subject to oversight and approval in Oklahoma by the Oklahoma Corporation Commission.
In other words, it's a state's rights issue.
That's really how we see it. You know, we think that Oklahomans are best able to determine what Oklahomans' generation needs are. You know, it's we know what happens in the state. We know how our power markets work. We know, you know, how we need to provide it. And we think it's really best if our utilities are in the driver's seat making that decision on what's best for Oklahoma ratepayers, but also working to make sure that we do have a clean environment. And so by protecting Oklahoma ratepayers, you know, we're making that decision that Oklahomans and hardworking families across Oklahoma want low energy costs. And that's really what we're focused on.
So what kind of opposition have you run into from some of the environmental groups, the Sierra Club and a number of others?
You know, I think a number of environmental groups are very concerned, obviously, about fossil fuel power generation. I think if you look at Oklahoma's generation mix, at least over, you know, the past 10 or so years, you've seen a pretty steady shift from traditional fuels like coal into fuels like combined cycle natural gas, and seen renewables come more online, such as wind energy, solar, which is coming online, and hydropower. You know, right now we're seeing the majority of power generated in Oklahoma is being generated by Oklahoma resources.